So good evening and welcome along to this week's Day Trippers podcast. It is, of course, the Tuesday Club. I am, of course, Phil Casey. That's Neil Gray. That's Ray Dickinson. Also, a bit of announcement to make on Ray in a few minutes. And that's Shawnee Lawson beside me. So, welcome along to tonight's show. There's not much happening in the Liverpool world, as you would have gathered from today, that's going on. But, of course, we do this podcast every Tuesday. I believe there's a range of 9 million specials, LFC specials going out at this moment in time, which involves Alison Beckers and all this type of weird shit. So I don't know if anyone's bothered going to.
Is his first name Alison?
Yeah.
Right then.
It's Boris's daughter.
I'm gonna
anyway.
Do you know what I just noticed?
Beckers are very German second name, right? There's a German colonisation in part of Brazil.
I'll come back to later on because I'm going to do a historical sort of geographical thing around South America and the influence of World War II and the exiles that happened after the war.
Anyway, we'll come back to gold that. And all that.
Yeah, because you remember The Boys from Brazil? The film was made.
Why would we do this kind of profile of a Chelsea player?
Don't know. Anyway, so good evening. Welcome along to the podcast. What was I saying? Yeah, there's the camera over there, and everyone's going to say, "What are you looking over there for?" Because I'm cockeyed. Anyway, on tonight's podcast, we're going to talk Fekir. We're going to talk Alisson. We're going to talk the preseason game so far. We're going to talk the trip to the States. We're going to talk the sellout that is Man United. And we'll also talk about Alexis Sanchez. Won't be at that game because he can't get a visa. Yeah, he wasn't going to get a dispensation because he's on a suspended sentence at the moment for tax evasion in Spain. We'll also come up with other stuff as we go along. First of all, and it is the most important thing, so lads, shut up while I do this bit. These Tuesday clubs come to you in association with RedsBet. RedsBet, of course, are a betting site tailor made for Liverpool supporters. RedsBet aims to share half of their net profits with Liverpool supporters and fan causes, and I know that they have plans to release the money out to an awful lot of good fans things at this moment in time. So no matter what, the fans are going to end up a winner when you bet with RedsBet. So check out the odds on RedsBet.com. Or download the RedsBet apps, and remember, when we share the glory and we gamble responsibly, we're all winners. Anyway, that's that bit done. So let's, Ray, a bit of an announcement I had to make as well.
What?
I know people won't know about this, but for the new season, this podcast is going to have more than just one host. So it's great, and it's a pleasure to let you know that Ray Dickinson will be also sharing the hosting duties with me as we go through the season.
We said
authenticity to the whole thing.
He's in the money now, Neil.
Yeah, I have to say, you know, you can only listen to Liverpool voices for so much. So that's why we said just keep me on that, and I'm the boss. But we will. So Ray is going to be hosting the pod, and I hope you all come along
to it. Yeah,
season ticket holder.
Are you getting there? Are you going to wear the suit?
Go with the game.
Only on transfer deadline day.
You go full suit.
Yeah.
Waistcoat.
Yeah.
Will you go with waistcoat?
Yeah.
Gary Southgate.
You know only wankers wear waistcoats. You're well aware of that.
Southgate's not a wanker.
That's all going to turn sour. That is.
Do you reckon?
Absolutely. 100%. It's all going to go tits up.
I don't want it to, but you know it is.
Okay.
Give it 4 years.
Yeah.
Give it 4 years.
Wait till they don't qualify for the Euros.
The one thing I want to do, I'll have a special word with you about what's likely to happen in your personal life after you take over the hosting duties on this podcast. Anyway, lads, let's move it along. Let's see what's going on. Lads, we start with the breaking news. Alisson Becker, the Roma goalkeeper, who last week was shit because that was the World Cup, right? And he was overpriced and overspent.
He's brilliant now.
He's brilliant. 62 million.
We're not fickle at all, are we?
Not fickle at all.
No, I was literally had to spend the last 6 weeks considering myself he's not good enough.
Yeah.
Even out watching the Brazil games, he's playing brutal. Don't want them anyway. Yeah. You know, that sort of thing. But well, we've gone in by the looks of it.
Gone in hard.
Yeah.
We're making a point. Ray, does this make you more excited than the actual signing?
Yeah, I mean, it's like world record bid. It's almost like as if we've signed them that the world record bid has already outdone the previous, you know, best transfer for a goalkeeper. It's all gone a bit bonkers. I think it's just a sign of intent, isn't it, that we've got to get this business done fairly soon. Mm-hmm. Everything's now condensed into about a 4 week period, and if you stall and delay with the potential goalkeeper merry-go-round, you could get left high and dry. So, like, it's the sensible thing to do. If he's the man that's being targeted, then let's not play any silly games. Let's get it done. Let's try and get it done as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Shay. Hey, Shay.
Call me Shay Lawson. Call me whatever you want.
Shawnee, you have a big horn on for Alison. Let's be honest about this. You've been posting pictures of Alison since, I think, about February time.
There's a man crush there, all right.
Is there?
The thing is, it's mad because these Alison links haven't just came around recently. This has started around Christmas last year, if I'm right.
Yeah.
With a few standout performances for Roma. And obviously, we were on the annual Liverpool mystery goalkeeper run where Mignolet's in 1 week, then Karius is in the next. And he was the name being thrown about. And then the reports all summer was that it was highly unlikely that we would go for Alisson because Madrid was his preferred destination. But it looks like the mail was at the opening up for us now. And according to all sources, we are the leading candidate, but I don't think it's going to be that straightforward. Mm. As you can see now, Chelsea are trying to push Courtois out the gate in order to compete with us to get him.
Yeah.
So I think what we normally do with these big transfers, we either make a balls of them or we dilly dally.
Yeah.
And we dilly dallied with Salah last year, and thankfully nobody was there to come in and just give the money to Roma. But we can't do that this time because
breaking. Melissa Reddy has just said that the club are confident in signing Alisson, but it's going to be about 66 million.
I don't care about price because when I check my checking account next week, it's not going to have any effect on that. But as Ray was saying, we have a month now to do our business when we would have had 3 months. It's bad enough of being a shortened window, but with the World Cup in the way, it makes everything a little bit more.
There's got to be urgency.
It has to be done.
We can't. Listen,
the whole goalkeeping situation at Liverpool is a fucking circus there.
But
they need to. That's why they offered so much money up front and not in bit parts and spreading out on higher purchase. Whatever it is.
Get him over 5 years.
We'll come back to that for a whole other fecker news because we will come back to it. Wait, there's asset financing and every lease and the works going on in this.
We're not buying fecker unless Leon give us a receipt.
Just
drop him at the statue along with a broken knee. Listen, chief, it didn't work out.
I'll come back to it in a while. But I've heard that Zopa, they're trying to fund it through Zopa as well. Anyway, go on.
I was just saying that that's why they offered so much money up front, because it just has to be sorted out, because like I said, it's a circus at the minute. So it's going to impact on the whole pre-season if the saga rolls on. So just go and buy a goalkeeper and get it done, because as soon as Ward was out that Danny Ward was number one, I think Klopp took the weekend off and came, what the fuck happened here? Who said he's number one?
have you let Lachterberg at those press conferences again? I told you he's just a stand there.
But we've gone from all these reports that Karius is going to start the season. Then, that didn't go down too well. Then Danny Ward came out there. And then he wasn't even in the squad Saturday.
I was watching them. I was flicking through Twitter. And so some guy had pictures of training up. Wait to see Danny Ward. Wait to see these saves. It was just training. That's just stupid. He's kicking the ball to the same place all the time. They do kind of stretching exercises. You know that way?
Did he say it to him?
Do you know what the mad thing?
Did he slip through his hands?
The mad thing is with the whole situation, if Karius didn't do what he did against Tranmere and he had a stellar enough pre-season, he probably would have got another go. Klopp is the type of man that would have gave him another go. But I'd say what's happened is Klopp is just going, my hands are tied here. We need to do something about it. And
after the Champions League final, Klopp said, we need to go and buy.
But that was what we all thought, wasn't it? I think we were all in Stoutman's that night, and everyone was saying, look, he's got to be ruthless now. If he doesn't get rid of one, he's got to get rid of two.
I'll put it this way, right? I don't think that story breaks today if they're marginal about Alisson signing thinking that they had Alisson over the line.
Exactly.
Because what's going to happen now is if Alisson doesn't happen, they need option two. Because by going in this hard for Alisson, being so public and the whole lot
about
knows,
what we have,
it means that neither Karius nor Ward are good enough
written off
to be number one, and they're written off. And obviously Mignolet may as well just stay in Italy on holidays and hope that maybe Lazio or somebody buys him. Recommendation: Chelsea,
Ghent. You'll end up at Ghent.
I'm telling you, think about it, right? Courtois is the number one for Belgium, right?
Yeah.
Mignolet is pain to get in the Belgium squad, right?
It's the only logic.
But Benteke didn't get to go to the World Cup, and he was playing all season long. And Mignolet, who just packed it in and grinned. We saw the picture from when he was torn off. Yeah. They torn his batteries. They took his batteries out in February. He was still standing there 3 months later, like this, looking, staring aimlessly at the ground. He gets to go to the World Cup.
The thing is, I wouldn't be so, like I was saying to the boys earlier, what's it going to take for me to not get dragged into this anymore? This seems to fall under the line as the same thing that Van Dijk did and Keita. We waited a year for Keita, but we got it done.
Van Dijk did was an amazing saga.
It was. But at the same time, Nilo, I remember doing the pod in August, and I'll tell no lie. I was cracking up saying, what's the story? We weren't even linked with an alternative. There was no even this player, that player. It was just Van Dijk or nobody. And then when we didn't get Van Dijk, the first thing that James Pearce came out and said was, they're going to go back in January. And we did. And the murmurs about Alisson was that it was him or nobody. And that's what worries me about Chelsea. Because like you said, if we're balls to the wall now, all our eggs in the Alisson basket, Chelsea come along and snipe him, then we're left with two keepers who are out on their feet, who know that we place world record bids to replace them. Chelsea come along and snipe
them, they'll be all in jail. Although it's Russia, unless Trump backs them up, it'll be all sorted out. Come here, Nilo, you know a bit about history.
Go ahead, yeah. What do you want to know, Phil? As long as it's not my history, I don't mind the bullshit.
But there's a lot of fear now that Chelsea will nip in, because Chelsea have done this with Willian, and they did it with Salah. And they also did it with
countless times, if you think about it. Yeah,
Kante and Shaqiri, and really they also did it with Torres, right? So is this where the fear is coming from, that Chelsea will just nip in and get it?
I think the clubs are in two different positions now compared to where
they are.
Things were when those things went down.
One is in Stamford Bridge and the other is in Anfield. They haven't.
Yeah, but I think I think one club is clearly on an upward trajectory, and another club is kind of on a downward trajectory. And I think we are an attractive enough proposition. Look what we've assembled. Like if we do get this kind of missing piece of the jigsaw.
Serious outfit.
Oh, serious. Do you know what I mean? Fakir or no fakir, do you know?
We're Liverpool supporters are mad, aren't we? Like we just said that they're Chelsea on a downward spiral. They won the league and the cup two seasons ago.
They're on a downward spiral. They're on a bit of rebuilding to go on. They were this team which were kind of conquering everything in its path in terms and the money and everything was gaining momentum, and they were such an attractive proposition. Obviously the London
factor.
What
they're doing is now they're patching up holes with these signings. They're not strengthening,
and because it looks Abramovich is not as committed to that project as he was six, 7 years ago.
One thing we can say about Chelsea now that we couldn't for the last couple of years is that they're kind of running off their own thing. Abramovich hasn't juiced them up, for want of a better word, in the last while, because he's
gone to the gale like that anyway.
There's enough assets there. If you move around pieces, you can make it work. You'll have enough money to bring in. Like there's talk of Willian moving for mad money, that demanding mad money for Hazard. They're looking like they're gonna lose two or three of their main spine.
But this is it. This is how they operate now. So we're talking about them coming in and stealing Alisson. But that will be on the basis of them recouping 30, 35 million for Courtois.
Exactly.
You know, it's not them just going out and spend the money and saying to Courtois, risking Courtois being number two.
58 million pounds, I think. Don't quote me on it.
58 million. And there is talk now that they're going to let Hazard go to Real Madrid as well. Yeah.
Boy, 150 million, I assume, for Hazard, is it? Is he still in contract?
Abramovich has pulled the plug on the funding and said, game's over, lads, you have to buy your own balls from now on, right?
Then I think he's pulled it back. He might have pulled it completely.
But it still changes the dynamic when it comes to top five,
yeah.
Right? Because it means
that... He's not allowed in London anymore, should he's not?
No, he isn't. You're right. His visa is...
He could be getting round off, and he'd have to watch it on the telly. Oh, I wonder...
You know someone who can sort them. Right, look, I want to move on, because the Alisson thing and the dynamic, especially as we head into the sort of serious pre-season matches, the ones that we had, Borussia Dortmund, Man United, Man City. Yeah, I know, look, I haven't gone on to the Bury game, because I started watching it. And I even lost it. You could see the players lost interest.
It's all about fitness and it's all about shot window.
Everton won 22-0.
Well, that was a really worthwhile friendly.
It was terrible.
That was mad, wasn't it?
I'd love to compare the standards.
What did they play? A fucking balloon?
Seventh tier Austrian football team.
Everton could play a top Leinster senior team, they wouldn't beat them 22-0. I'd be nearly sure of that. Yeah. That's the gun on the truth.
Did you see some of the goals?
Ah, it's mental.
It was brilliant.
Yeah.
Anyway, go. I digress, excuse me.
That's fine. You're allowed to digress. That's the purpose of this podcast. It's the Nilo show. Right, look, coming back with Alisson coming in, he's obviously on holidays till what day? Till the same day Firmino is, because they're both in the Brazilian World Cup squad. So I don't think they're due back until the second
tour. I don't know whether you've seen Twitter, but he's on a private jet now from Sardinia. Yeah.
Huh?
So he's either going to John Lennon or Gatwick. We don't know yet.
There's nobody figured out which one it is.
But in the LFC fan base, when he goes to Gatwick, he'll be like, but our offices are in London.
That's the point. We do have offices in London now. Ray's been there.
I haven't.
Well, everyone. What people don't know is that Ray is one of the biggest OIT, has one of the biggest OITK accounts on Twitter.
Well, look, Ray is Grizz. I'm sorry, but the gig is up. Ray is Grizz.
Grizzy.
Grizz Ray.
But right, what does, if we land Alisson, do you still care about the Fekir deal?
Not as much, because my biggest concern going into next season is the goalkeeper. And it's, but a big reason is because it'll just breed so much negativity. Mm. Everything that Karius, I doubt it'd be Mignolet, but everything that Karius would do would be under the microscope. And I just think it would take the gloss off what we've managed to assemble in terms of bringing in the other players. So if it was a choice between the two right now, I would rather have Alisson than Fekir.
Yeah.
I think everyone, it's a no-brainer, isn't it?
Because the football is the area that needs addressing with the most urgency is the goalkeeping area.
Well, it is.
And I think for the Fekir thing, if that doesn't materialise or it doesn't happen until January, it's not as if we're going to be stuck in that area. You know what I mean? We've cover.
But I'd be disappointed.
He's a really good player, and you'd love to see him at Liverpool. You'd be disappointed, but not as much. It's not as dependable as the goalkeeper.
I'd like to think that we have enough money there to
do both.
Bring in Alisson without that impacting Fekir.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
We shouldn't be under any trouble, really.
On Fekir, though, Eulas is making up mad stuff for the newspapers again.
Yeah, but didn't it not sound like he conceded it a bit last
He conceded
week,
it, and then today he decided to roll back. He must have seen, Jesus, those lads have spent 62 million on Alisson, so I'll get at least the same price for Fekir. Yeah. No, I'm serious, because he's come out and he says, no, the price has gone up because he won the World Cup.
Yeah, but it doesn't, because I'd imagine there's it. I reckon the thing is with the Fekir, I think we're haggling over the small bits now. Mm. Like, the fella was in the jersey waiting to be unveiled.
If he shaves his head like he said he would have to win the World Cup,
that'd be great.
It's gone and bollocks up all those interviews.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that?
We won't do much marketing with him. He's bleeding awful looking young. Did you see him?
I thought he looked a bit like you.
Well, fuck you, Phil. He was walking around the pitch in Moscow like he'd waiting with a bag of cans in the bleeding yokes.
That's because his knees are banjax. He can barely walk.
Yeah. Like a derelict, he can't even go upstairs.
When
you're watching a match on Sunday and you got a little kick off your man, Vasalko, I was like, oh, Jesus, I hope he's all right.
He wasn't, because he's not an air player.
He is.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's done.
I'm sorry, he is.
Lads, the one thing that's the fun and games for me that's really coming out of all these stories is, right, the local press versus the foreign press has kicked off. It's not even now OITK against OITK, right?
It's
local press versus the foreign press. Everyone is at pains to point out, local press don't get the stars no more. I told you, look, club's gone silent, it's all come from the foreign press.
I'll go
to Fabinho broke in the French news, Fekir broke in the French news, and it looked like that the English journals went to the French journals then to try source the story.
Yeah.
This one, right? Now, I will wind it back, because Fabrizio Romano and Gianluca Di Marzio and even Tancredi Palmieri, these lads have had us do so many deals over the last 3 years. Yeah. It's never happened, right?
Yeah, but
they've hit gold with Alisson, right? They've literally hit gold with Alisson, because they've been pushing the Alisson story now for about 2 weeks and nobody's paying any attention, because they're just saying, this is not happening, right? And in the last 24 hours, it's just ramped up till...
The thing with them is, though, a lot of people say that when it comes to Italian football, they're normally spot on.
Yeah.
But they do throw the neck out, like, because your man Fabrizio Romano, he was one of them to say, Fekir, done deal, 42 million, he's a Liverpool player, he's a red, all that. And I was like, how would you know that, Chief? You're in Italy. Well, but look, there's definitely, you can see there, though, that the English journalists aren't actually being fed by the club anymore. And if they are, they're being told to shut up, because Reddy has barely opened that mouth.
She just did it tonight. I just told you.
Yeah, after everyone.
Oh, God. I mean, after everyone.
Listen, all we're now interested in is who calls it the done deal force. Who gets that in the... Because that's the race. The race.
It's going to be the Italian boys.
Well, I don't know.
Surely it's got to the stage now where the club, you know, the club throw the announcements out there.
But does
that's the first time it's officially a done deal. Let's face it. Yeah. When the club launch what they've launched for the last few signs,
the next step will normally be they've agreed a fee.
Yeah, but
that's what happened with Fekir, wasn't it?
And then you're allowed to go and do a medical.
Yeah,
I don't believe anyone that says fucking anything, particularly on Twitter or in the newspapers. So what's
I'd like to say I don't
to?
Need it's all I get balls. Sucked in every time, mate. I would be lying if I said otherwise.
No, Sean, that's because you're over now.
I'm only a young lad.
I say you could be groomed. You want to be careful. You get groomed in the neck.
I'm groomed every weekend. I'm groomed every weekend.
You're facing the skip.
Man groomed.
I'll just make sure it's cheap.
But lads, who is going to break it? Get back to who do you fancy breaking it?
I just hope it's us, Beam, and I hope it's not later. 11th-hour bid from Chelsea. And then he's...
But there's nothing we can do about this.
He's in the Babelcopter on the way.
Because he's on a ban, isn't he, until Fekir signs.
Free Grizz.
Yeah, Grizz is on a ban until Fekir. So Grizz isn't allowed to reveal any ITK information. Anyway, so the big news that's breaking is not that Alisson has signed, but Brewster has signed.
Look at your man.
So...
Yeah, man, Maxi is taking the piss out.
But
already.
anyway, they turned it off. fucking school teacher, turn your phone off. I'm the only one with the phone on here to see what's going on. Anyway, right. Grizz isn't allowed to give any rumours now. So if anybody's out there noticing Grizz giving ITK information, right? That's it. I need to know straight away because we can actually turn Grizz's account off. So that's all. I'm just letting everyone know out there.
That's juicy.
We can turn Grizz's thing out.
That's juicy, Phil. Tell the folks at home.
Well, now from
what he said.
It's building. It's building every time. Every time you look away. Every time you go. Don't go to the toilet, folks. There could be big news tonight. But Fabrizio Romano selling the ice creams this morning. He's now out. And he's saying that Alisson has had a call with Klopp. What he hasn't said, though, is that Alisson Becker from Parks and Recreations or is it Alisson Becker from Roma? So now there isn't. We know.
It's mad.
This goalkeeper thing, they better start sending wee smoke signals out of Anfield when they sign them.
But you remember, the Salah...
Young people of Liverpool.
I think we forget slightly, the Salah saga was a bit like this as well last year. There was fees being agreed all over the shop, right?
Poor Salah was on the fly for months, wasn't he?
If only we knew what we know now.
Yeah, he met Quaresma on the same
floor. Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Quaresma is still circling. Salah had to parachute into fucking Melbourne to get his medical done. Yeah, sorry about that, Ricardo. You're up next. Anyway, look, so Fabrizio Romano says that to Minister Reddy that he's had a phone call with Klopp. That's great to know. What were we saying? Rian Brewster, he's had to sign a new deal with
it. Oh, he did he?
Yeah.
It's good news.
So let's hope that the club come out with a Brewster's Millions
well, let's hope he plays
headline,
a game for the
because it's needed.
It's going to happen. What a movie.
Brewster's Millions.
Never seen it.
What?
Only a young fella. Never seen
it. Do you have a VHS player in the house?
I do.
You do? Well, then you'll be able to see it. Your dad has it. Just it's under all the blueies.
Oh, Jason, I'll be there for a while.
All the relevant people. Yeah, Grizz. Grizz, you aren't allowed to come up anywhere until Fekir signs, right? And I believe that Fekir will not sign until anywhere near close until 12 o'clock on deadline day. The reason for it is it's Aulas. Lacazette didn't go until deadline day last year, even though he's nailed on to join Arsenal all the way through the summer.
He was training with Arsenal before he was
with Arsenal and all. And then Aulas went, yeah, go on. 11:59, yeah, go on.
He was running around Connolly with a bleeding a hood over his head.
Turn that fax machine back on.
So come here, I think we're kind of saying, the Alisson thing looks like it's going to happen, yeah? because the balls are out all over the place.
Yeah.
And we got Shaqiri in. We got the two. We got Firmino.
You haven't even talked about Shaqiri.
And Keita.
Yeah.
And if we get Fekir, that's some fucking transfer window. That's unbelievable.
Could be,
unbelievable.
As the kids call it, Elon, the goat window.
It could be. It could be.
Do we need a centre half though?
It doesn't matter. We get one. It doesn't matter. We get anyone we want now, apparently. Who do you want, Johnny?
Lascelles.
Tell Fabrizio and he'll arrange it.
No, but he's not. If Fabrizio was up north in the town, I'd be saying, listen, chief, you'll be pulling strings to make that happen. But
I think, Jesus, that's only at the dawning on me now. That's phenomenal work.
Do you think that? We were a few seasons.
Do you think?
Windows.
Right. Let me throw a cat amongst all the pigeons.
Mm-hmm.
Right, as opposed to.
Caveat, Phil.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. No, let me throw a cat amongst the pigeons.
It wouldn't be like you now, Phil, would it?
Just for the crack.
It wouldn't be like Phil now to throw cats amongst pigeons.
Put it this way, right? Statistically, 50% of transfers fail.
Yes, sir.
Fuck you.
Right? So who's going to be one of the fails out of this? Say we're still at five players.
Well,
right? And we get a success rate of 60%. No, we say it's a great window.
Well,
and
no,
get a
six,
what way do we count Fekir?
What?
What way do we count?
I'm saying...
Is that a half pass, half fail?
No, Fekir. No, how do we... I'm talking to you now. If we sign all these lads, so if we sign Shaqiri, Fekir,
oh, if
Alisson,
you sign, who blooms?
Fabinho and Keita.
Do you know?
Keita.
I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I reckon Fabinho might struggle.
I hope not. I really hope not.
Mm.
Because of what Klopp said.
I think if we sign all those players, Alisson bombs and potentially Fekir bombs. I'll tell you one thing, right?
I know.
If Alisson comes in and his form falls off a cliff, right? We have to at that point say, right,
he shouldn't even be sacked. He shouldn't even be sacked,
right?
He should be live streamed on YouTube and shot out the back of Melbourne. And that's the end of it.
No, but I'm saying let's try something different, because we can't keep signing goalkeepers, seeing them fall off cliffs massively, right, and become shy.
Wow.
Without saying Maybe it's worth trying a different coach.
What's the constant?
Yeah.
Mm. You know, the thing is, getting away with it. Are we missing something?
Look, obviously people are watching these things and they must be saying scram. But I have talked to coaches here who have watched the sessions and weren't impressed with them. Right? And there's coaches involved in our podcast who've been at his sessions and said they were far from impressed in terms of the way he was coaching.
When I was going to Bruce Grobler, that time I asked him about him, and he said in his opinion, he wasn't very good at what he does either.
Well, there you go. Now, their opinions that are coming back to what
they're now, people put it a little bit more vociferously than that. But
I know, but the point is, there anyone, people who've been around it, have questioned his
what do you make of that? What do you make that came out about Bilbač? Did you hear that?
No,
it sounds like a lot of noise, but like you were saying, that Bilbač and Klopp had a bit of a falling out because Bilbač wasn't happy with how easy that Klopp was on Akhtarbek. That was the start. Now, like you said, that could have been some bloke in his mad box room who completely
chances
just banged it up and just banged the little parentheses on the bottom of a tweet saying
the thing about that is, right, it's very easy to make that story up and have somebody just picks up one tweet and then suddenly it just starts flowing. Yeah. We're talking about people who you talked to Bruce Grobler and we talked to guys who have been in the coaching circles with him, and there's people involved in their podcast.
I talked to Klopp on the phone.
You talked to Klopp on the phone.
Fabrizio even said it himself.
He thinks you are
sound.
Alisson.
That's what
Stop
it was.
Stop doing the Brazilian accent, because he's convinced you're signing now. The whole of the Liverpool fandom is convinced. You're going to turn up, rocking up in the goalkeeping gear. Hell yes, lads. And they won't know.
And you're only going to Dicey's as long as Brazil were in the tournament.
And it'd still be better than Carius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, isn't that the worst thing about it, right? All joking aside, right? Yeah. Like, these jokes are there already. And I actually feel for Carius, because a guy who redeemed himself and got himself into the position where he was Liverpool's number one
has an absolute
hames in the Champions League final.
The biggest hames
of his career. And it's just not recoverable from that point, which is a travesty, because I would like now to see him go and rebuild his career.
Somewhere else.
If we signed Alisson.
Of course.
I'd love to see him go. Even if they say, look, go out on loan for the rest of your contract. Go out and do something like that. Because he might bring him back.
What Gav hit the nail on the head with Carius for me. I don't think it's about ability with Carius, because we've seen in the second half of the season that when he's on it, he's actually a very good goalkeeper. It's a mentality thing now.
It is, yeah.
And the thing is, he'll never have enough credit in the bank. Like, we look at Lovren, for instance. We can compare it to Lovren. Lovren, from October onwards to the sport, from Spurs away until the World Cup final, was excellent. in 80 to 90% of his games. If your forward players are turning out performances at that ratio, you'd be Jesus, that's fucking brilliant. Lovren could start against West Ham, make one mistake, and that's it. Air fan base would be on his back again, because he just hasn't got the credit in the bank because of past mistakes. Karius can never do enough now to be Liverpool's number one ever again.
Tell me this, so we're talking about all these, Karius staying there, Mingele staying there, Ward staying there, Alisson staying there, Ings staying there. Like, it's starting to get fairly standing room only there. The dressing room,
isn't it?
The showers before.
Accumulates, isn't it?
The point I'm trying to make is if we think Fekir's going to come in and Alisson does come in
and we have to get Shaqiri, what are we going to do with everybody else?
But there needs to be some, we were saying about urgency about
This reminds me of the Connolly summer when we had Kenny and Connolly there, right, where they did all their business, their ins first, and then worked on the outs,
and they get them done,
and we got most of them done.
Yeah, but we haven't got the time now.
Well, this is what they're going to have to be proactive on both sides. They're going to have to line up who they want to get rid of by the end of next week after that American tour's over. Yeah, we've got 2 weeks.
Shout out to Mahomes.
I think Sturridge will be kept.
Yeah,
possibly.
I have a feeling.
Shout out to Patrick Mahomes.
I have a feeling.
On his fucking contract.
Four years. Mahomes is definitely rated for this year.
I think Sturridge should be kept for some reason.
Do you think so?
They may keep him for the first half of the season.
If we can get him to be happy, because he's getting big money now to be a squad player. Sturridge. Yeah.
If you line up Origi, Solanke, and Sturridge,
You'd have Sturridge all day.
But and you could say Sturridge, you won't be out injured for 11 weeks. This season, right? Listen to me, right? You would keep Sturridge over the other two, mainly because he's the big game experience and he's probably going to score a lot more goals than the
big
other two.
Big Dom got his goal, though.
What?
He did get his goal.
Yeah.
Dom?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah,
I don't think we can get too excited about that. He scored one fucking goal. It's at the last fucking day of the season when everybody else is going home.
What's interesting is that Steven Gerrard came out tonight, and of course they have the agreement in place. Rangers have the agreement in place with Liverpool now, saying that he's lacking in the top end of the field.
Who? And Rangers, wants Solanke?
No, but I think it's starting to hint towards a Solanke loan to Rangers.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think they'll take Solanke, and I don't think they can
afford him unless Liverpool are going to pay his wages.
Well, that's the whole thing, allowance, man.
No, it's not.
It is, yeah. With the,
sometimes
with the kids.
It is.
Is it? Because I know Rangers' highest paid player at the minute is only an 8 grand.
You know when Liverpool are trying to get players' time, like young players, right?
Yeah.
They tend to pay the wages.
Gone of the days where the recipient pays the wages. There's usually some agreement either.
Okay, the big group's gone. Yeah, I understand that. Okay.
The other thing is that I heard Udinese made an inquiry for Markovic today. He's still with us.
They're too stupid enough to make the inquiry.
No, Udinese, you want to know if Markovic or Downing will be available for a loan. And, no. So
imagine all the Liverpool training game Markovic's mates have.
He turned up looking like he was his first day of college.
Udinese,
that's
the most
one. Do you ever
watch them? Imagine a phone call, hello. Have you anyone there alone? Hold on, I go to the list. Yeah. No, you can't have him. Who's your man you mentioned about? Markovic. Hold on, is he still here? Someone check if my man is still here. Yeah, you want to go to you and Daisy.
Did you see that, Ellen? Did you see that insert? The LFC inside the video is actually one of their training. And Klopp and Pep Linders are standing in the middle of the pitch. And the regular boys are walking by. And Markovic walks past and Klopp has his hands in his pocket and you can see Klopp going, he's still fucking here. Who's that man? You can hear Klopp was like, yeah, you
it sounds like just like
kick a ball off the wall or something.
Yeah. Did we not sell him?
Twice.
Has
he even made a squad for either the games?
Who?
Markovic, has he been on the bench? No.
He didn't even get in that squad where all the kids were playing against 40.
They didn't even tell him what time the bus was leaving. No, we're making our own way.
Are you not in the WhatsApp? Oh, no, it must be the other one.
It's in the other group.
You don't want to be in that WhatsApp group.
No. Lads, moving it on anyway. So the preseason games. Did anyone watch the Bury match?
10 minutes off was torture, Phil.
Was it?
None of it.
None of it. Which
I've seen.
I watched the second half. Cammy Grabber came on and did very well a goal for the 25 minutes came on. There's actually high hopes
for
him.
He did do well, actually. Yeah. You know, as you mentioned. Did he save a penalty? No, but he did quite well.
He came for a couple of really big crosses under pressure as well from players, which was very impressive.
And there was a taller young lad playing up front as well. He looked quite good.
Rafa Camacho, was it?
Curtis Jones.
Black lad.
Mad wig on him.
No.
No, I think it was Rafa Camacho. I think he was playing higher up the pitch at the weekend.
He looks like
he could be another Trent or something. You know that, Rafa Camacho? Because he looks like a player that can play in different positions and he might get a chance because of that.
Yeah.
Like Trent.
But come here. Do you know, funny you say that about the young lads playing the other night. I think it's the standard at what Liverpool are setting for themselves at the minute now is incredibly high.
Mm.
How many young lads are going to progress through the academy now and get on everything to get into that first team when you're buying Fabinho, Keita, Fekir? You have the three lads up front.
I see what you're saying, though.
You have Lovren and the two stuff full, like, and Alisson. How do you get into that team now?
The things that people aren't picking up on, that Nigerian lad signed a new contract today. There's loads of clubs after him.
Who's this?
That Nigerian lad.
Tell you what I want you.
The Man City. There was German clubs after him. Man City were after him. Dortmund were after him. And then we got the other lad, Bobby Duncan Edwards, is it, from Man City?
Duncan Edwards.
We did sign a kid. So they are.
Bobby Lance Armstrong, they, Duncan Edwards.
They are picking.
Chris Rill.
No, they are picking. They're picking highly rated youngsters out of the country.
They're just making up names at this stage.
You know what's happening now?
Pele, Rubinho,
you look at England
Rivaldo,
at all levels.
Ronaldo.
Yeah. We'll go back to the England. They done well to get the semis of the World Cup, but their under 20s won the World Cup, their under 19s won the World Cup, and their under 18s won the World Cup.
So what's happening
now is, Nilo.
So you're saying it came home?
No, but the likes of Dortmund and all, they're shopping now. Look at Leipzig are mad to get Lookman from Everton.
That's right.
Sancho went to Dortmund. So there's a market now to actually move these players on for good money to foreign clubs because there is talent being produced in England. I think the point that you're making,
if you take Harry Wilson as an example, it's bad timing on his part because, as you say, we're bolstering up the squad. We just brought in Shaqiri to essentially be a bench player. 6 years ago, Harry Wilson's coming through. He's getting a chance. He's getting an opportunity. He'll get some games. He'll definitely get some cup games. Whereas now, you're not even guaranteed that.
No.
So I know exactly where you're coming from. It must be quite frustrating as a youngster not getting the opportunities.
Yeah. Thing is,
and saying to yourself, is it going to be the right thing for me to move?
Like, how can you expect as a 17, 18, say 18-year-old,
you'd have to be like Mbappe
level?
That's what I'm saying.
To be up at that level immediately, and you're forced after five games in the post, it's impossible.
It's now more than ever that age.
It's not criticism, by the way.
Age doesn't really matter in football anymore. If you're good enough, you're going to play. Like Raheem Sterling was in Air Force team as an 18-year-old.
Yeah, but that was 5 years ago. Yeah,
but again, he gets his opportunity at a time when you aren't full of quality players.
Trent, which is last year, but that's
what Ray's getting at.
You know?
Trent gets his opportunities because Klein is out for a season with a back injury. Gomez gets injured, and we're down to, well, who are we going to play at right back at that stage? He didn't want to play Milner there because he wanted to use him in midfield and use experience because he needed cover for both Henderson and Chan at the time, right? So this is where it goes to, and that's where you get your opportunities. But going back to your point, it's great that the kids got the opportunity, but he took it with both hands.
I think the Trent Alexander
point is a case in point. He came in and was at a really, really high level immediately, scoring in the Champions League against, was it Dortmund?
Yeah.
No, Hoffenheim.
Hoffenheim, same thing. And then went to the World Cup with his country and came and got to the semi-final. So the point, he was one of what was of sufficient quality to come in and be at a level of a 23, 24-year-old immediately. They're very, very rare.
Yeah.
And having said that, what were the odds that Klein would be missing for a whole season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had Klein not been missing for that whole season, he'd have been in four games and back out. Yeah. Wouldn't have seen anything of him. Yeah. So timing and position and all this sort of stuff, it all plays a lot of luck.
It does. You look at it, for instance, Rashford, he literally only got a game at United because he had no strikers at the time. And he came in and he blazed the trail.
When he scored for Hereford United in 1992.
Duncan
Jenkins. Ronnie Rashford.
I remember that game against Arsenal, wasn't it? I remember thinking, United are going to get smashed. The squad is absolutely torn to bits. And the next thing, Rashford.
Yeah.
And
then
they won Europa League. And it's like, Jesus Christ.
The thing is, football is even unforgiving now. Even not even for youngsters, for managers. Even you look at the likes of Palace and all that, and they've producing young players who are coming through. All of these other teams in England who are producing young players and coming through, managers can't take the gamble on them now because two or three bad results and you're sacked. Managers are less reluctant to gamble on these youngsters.
Yeah, that's very true.
It's part and parcel. That's why a lot of them are going to England or to Germany. Yeah. Like Brewster was going to go to Gladbach
because they know they're going to get games. They're going to get game time, and they're going to get game time in a top level league in Europe.
Exactly.
And if they're going to come back to England, then they're either going to have a good career out there.
Yeah.
Right, or they're going to come back to England and go and be in that team,
be in a top seven, top eight team, as opposed to trying to get in, like
De Bruyne and Salah did.
And there's an example where Everton, Leipzig got kicking down there door for Lookman, and they're not going to let him go. They're trying to hold on to him, but I don't think Lookman is going to start many games. Because he went there last year and he did very well.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, because when I was watching Keita, because we were getting Keita, so I actively...
Were you watching Locomotive?
Because I wanted to see more than you two.
I don't call them Locomotive Leipzig, and when he went there
and then there was the thing when he went there, Allardyce, I don't know what he's doing going there, he doesn't speak the language. And the lad actually did really well. He scored loads of goals, and now Ragnick wants him back.
Yeah.
And I think they had a 20 million bid rejected, didn't they?
Yeah.
He's going to sit in the bench, Everton.
Yeah.
He's probably not going to play. Walcott will probably play ahead of him next season. So what's the point? That's
Lewis Hamilton.
Is it just me, but when it comes to Everton, isn't Danny Welbeck a model to sign for them?
You think so, yeah.
Is it the most Everton sign ever, isn't it? Doesn't score goals.
It is.
Loads of England caps.
Yeah. It is, actually.
And there would be a huge deal made in the papers. Yeah. Danny Welbeck to score the goals for Everton, right?
That's going
to
be the deadline day one. Jim White. And Danny Welbeck shows up.
And not only, he'll score about nine, ten goals all season, right? And there'll be every single England squad will be, Welbeck is nailed on. Look, he's scoring the goals at Everton, right? He'll spread his goals at one across 4.5 games, right? So that it's just
when they're on Sky.
Yeah, exactly. And it'll just look like just that Welbeck is scoring.
It's Tom Cleverley all over again. That's actually a good sign for Everton. That's the narrative that'll be drilled up.
I'll be like, this is when the things turn for Everton. Look, we've got Walcott, we've got Welbeck,
Pilkington,
Rooney.
Is that his name? The goalkeeper,
Pickford.
The same Pickford.
Actually, if Pickford is so good, why isn't Chelsea trying to sign him for 60 odd million?
Don't rule it out.
Maybe not. Yeah, but anyway, Welbeck. Forget about Fekir and Alisson. Welbeck to Everton. Beyond that, right? Get on the Sky now.
It was just after the Jack Wilshere, the most half West nine. Ham signing ever, wasn't it? Shout out to Steve-O.
Ray Dicko Dickinson, it didn't come home. Are you still sad about it?
Didn't come home, no. What can you say? I think in the heat of the moment,
I'll never carry the way.
Do you know what? It's about an hour until the heartbreak kicks in, I reckon.
Half ten, do you reckon, Paul Joyce?
Yeah, it's going to be Chelsea are now favourites.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Did you ever hear the Eagles song, Hotel California?
Yep.
That was 100% written by a Liverpool fan.
Yeah. Do you reckon? Yeah.
You can check out any time you like,
yeah,
but you can never leave.
Never leave.
They're going to drag you in. We've had it with Conor Bianca. We've had it with Virgil van Dijk. We had Fekir this year. Alisson, it's going to happen again, isn't it?
Every time we look like this is the player we want. It's
that video on Twitter. Your woman feeding the shark in the pill.
It is.
What do you expect is going to happen?
Here's a huge lump of meat, Mr. Shark. Please don't bite me.
Do you know what I mean? What could possibly... Why are Roma making this oh so public about how old record is? I wonder why.
We do not want a bidding war. We're happy to do a deal here. Would anyone like to bid higher for
us? We're stalling, Chelsea. Look, Chelsea. Money, please, Chelsea.
Where is
we definitely
plane?
Aren't encouraging Chelsea.
Well, you made a good point earlier, though. Fucking Chelsea haven't got Champions League. Sure, they haven't.
No.
At least signing for Liverpool. That's not.
The Europa League, though.
Have they, yeah?
Yep.
Is that still going on a Thursday?
Stupid fucking Cardi Banana.
Remember that? Remember we were in the final of that,
You just remember that if we get knocked out of the group stage. Yeah. Like, isn't that Europa League? It's very underrated. You can get into the Champions League that way.
Semi-final night. Fuck you. Yeah.
Where was going to go? Right, lads, the USA tour starts next week. There's a Blackburn Rovers friendly on Thursday. Going to watch it?
Yes.
No.
We'll start watching.
I'm very disappointed. I saw that. What was the little body lad that used to play in the middle of the park for us?
Jay Spearn?
No, David Speedy. He doesn't play for Blackburn Rovers anymore.
David Speedy.
Yeah, Jay Spearn. He plays for Blackpool now.
Blackpool, does he?
Yep. What? Wonder if he got a lift off Klopp on his way down to to do the negotiations.
There's another one as well. Fucking Van Dijk and Blackpool. Like, you couldn't make her up.
We were talking about that last week. It's mental. Come here, tell me this. So, are Liverpool playing United as well pre-season?
Yeah.
Man City and United and Dortmund.
Yeah.
All in USA, USA, USA.
Oh, it's all happening in America?
USA.
Yeah. America. Sturridge going with them.
We're not going
to. Sturridge going to America?
Sturridge is going to America.
He'd be better.
He'd be better.
Sturridge is going to get fixed and everything.
An MSL team should sign Sturridge. Actually, the MSL should just sign Sturridge.
Just the MSL.
Just the MSL.
It's the middle of the season at the moment, yeah?
It is, yeah.
So they what? They just.
We don't already play the All Star game. They just get a load of lads.
Do you know where all the hospitals in America are?
It's
just Everton now. The All Star game. It's all old Everton players. Landon Donovan, Wayne Rooney, Tim Howard,
Tim Cahill. Even though retired, he's just torn up for a few games.
Alan Stubbs, David Stubbs, his twin brother, and all.
Joe Robles.
Yeah, Joe Rogan and all his players.
Somebody's correcting me on Jay Spearing, who went to Bolton. I don't care. Genuinely, they're all the same. They're all the exact same clubs. Bury, Blackburn, Bolton, they're all part of that sort of in between.
75 million euro fee agreed. That was Van Dijk, lad. That was 6 months ago, mate. Get real.
75 million euro fee, which is 66 million. We know that because Melissa already told us that earlier on. Anyway, Bad News Joyce will be along in approximately 55 minutes to break your dreams.
Shit on everybody's
shit on everyone's parade. To ruin your night. You're going to be going to bed thinking to yourself, this is deadly. Don't need to do anything to myself tonight. Oh. Woohoo! Gonna go to sleep. Wake up in the morning. Allison's our goalkeeper.
I'm not going.
Notification. Beep 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 beep. Chelsea agree £75 million pound fee for Alisson.
You imagine
Alisson already in whatever the name of Chelsea's training ground is.
You just see him like that holding the jersey. You're just
going to
sit up.
Wankers.
Do you know what Alisson will do then? He'll hold up the Torres jersey.
And he won his
he'll do a press conference with the Willian and the Salah jersey and the Torres jersey behind him.
I want to laugh.
He's going to he'll do his press conference with Willian.
Do you remember when Torres signed for Chelsea and they put the Shankly Gates emblem on top of the Torres number 9 yoke?
Remember that? They literally took our flag.
The one player we won't have to worry about on this USA tour is Alexis Sanchez, because he's not allowed into the States. Isn't that great?
Yeah. Apparently, what for what?
Tax dodging in Spain. So I take.
Is there such thing as tax dodging?
Well, he got a 2-year suspended sentence, so clearly he was actually found guilty.
Yeah.
But so does that mean that means that Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi can't go to the States?
So we're going to play a Champions League match in New York.
But I wonder now, they applied for a dispensation. Do you think this could be some of the new Trump laws that prevented them from getting in? With Ronaldo and Messi. Well, Messi
Ronaldo
won't be in
went to Italy because he has financial issues.
No.
That's where I'd go immediately. Italy. Worry about that. We pay in cash, mate. Yeah. He's getting $300,000 a week in cash in an envelope.
Fiat are bringing out a new car. Fiat Ronaldo. Fiat Ronaldo. That's how they're going to make the money back in the transfer.
Brilliant.
Everyone's going out.
Do you owe a few quid?
They're getting rid of the punto.
He definitely didn't go to Turin and anime because it's 10% tax and he's going to be paying about 10%
Doing away with the TIFO line and you'll have the CR7 line. The Fiat CR7 is replacing the Cinquecento.
He's the new CEO. He's the new CEO of Fiat now.
I could just picture your man. Not that young player, Shante.
Fiat CR Cinquecento.
Oh, someone's listening to you. They're going to make a fortune off this.
If you're listening, Agnelli, I'm available for the Turin pods as well. Anyway. Where are we on to? Oh, yeah. So there was the match and then there was Ray getting knocked out of the World Cup. And
shite.
I know, yeah. And I think I'm running out of things to talk about at this stage.
We set
the sails and then Camacho and Ojo, those two boys in pre-season, they've so far in the games that I've played on. I was saying to you beforehand, even Klopp was remarked on Ojo.
Did you see Chiravella playing centre half?
No, yeah, you did because we don't need a centre back. Clearly, we've got loads of centre backs.
Yeah.
So we're playing Pedro Chirivella at centre back. But I'll go back to, for me, Camacho and Ojo have been the two players that have really stood out so far in pre-season. And as you were saying, Klopp himself has come out about Ojo and said he went off to Fulham a boy and he's come back a man. He looks a player. And I know it might be tough for him to get in, but he's the type of player I'd like to see get a loan to a Premier League side and get a season of just pure Premier League football.
He looks like a unit now, doesn't he?
Oh,
could he go back to Fulham?
He could go back to football, but I'd say he could be a Huddersfield one.
That's a great show.
Because they were lacking up the top end of the pitch last year.
He was struggling for goals.
The one thing I'd say about Ojo that's always impressed me, he seems to have a footballing brain. When he gets into the box, he doesn't just panic and try to blast a shot across goal. Yeah, he always plays with his head up and looks for something to.
Any time you see him scoring, he's passing the ball into the net. And that's not like.
Yeah.
How many Ives in the pre-season corner and smashing into the top corner.
Yeah. People are talking about Woodburn for me hasn't done anything in this pre-season.
I didn't even know he looks like
a player that needs to go out on his own and get a season in the Championship under his belt and see what he can do.
Swansea be paving for him though.
Yeah. He's at a major crossroads now, isn't he?
Yeah.
What's the story with Brugge?
He's only 18. I think we're all ahead of ourselves here with Woodburn. He's 18 years of age.
Yeah, he's only 18. Exactly.
He needs.
You look at now, Wilson's not exactly young.
No,
Harry
Wilson is 22.
Is he 22? Yeah.
He's starting to develop now, though, Lino.
But the thing about it is, it just can't grow any facial hair, so that's why he looks a lot younger.
Is that what's wrong with him?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Let's have a look at that.
Yeah,
is
check
it. Something off.
Oh, no, yeah, there's
is that
something
what it is?
It is, yeah.
It's like someone that has no eyebrows. You know what I mean? You're looking at the
correct.
Face. What the fuck is wrong with him?
Because they're being shaved.
No, I know. Why they don't have
it. It's like, is he frowning at me or is he smiling at me or what? No idea. No facial. It's like, you know when you see somebody with Botox? Yeah. No idea what's going on. You crack a joke and you're laughing. You just hear the sound coming from. Maybe they're deflating. I don't know what's going on.
I don't mind a bit of Botox, to be honest. Would you not get Botox? I think I would when I get a bit of
Botox. No, I don't need Botox, Neil.
I know
gorgeous.
I don't now, I'm gorgeous. But in a couple of years, I'm all in for the plastic surgery and all. I think it's alright, man.
As an 83-year-old man, I don't think you need Botox at all.
All right, Neil. Benjamin Mullen about you.
It's alright, bro.
Where are we? Cisco, no. Where's the matches? Michigan. Michigan.
Tongue to Mike. That's all that happened.
Michigan, it's a sellout. It's 102,000 sellout in Michigan.
For
the Liverpool Manchester United game in the States. Yeah.
They played Madrid there last year. And
have they an MRI machine there for storage?
No, but the University of Michigan are playing a game beforehand, so that's why it's a sellout. football. And yes, Le'Veon Bell. I missed it last night. Did they agree a deal?
Who? Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
He said he's going to have one more year there.
So what are we talking about?
American football.
They're getting another year out of money,
but he was going to be stuck in it. So they were going to give up his.
They didn't give him the franchise tag. Yeah.
The franchise cap.
Okay.
Nope. That's going to be an interesting one. That's a serious player, that is.
Yeah. And here, if you want to like see a specimen, go onto Twitter and just type in Saquon Barkley's legs.
Oh. Yeah. Almost as big.
Have you ever seen anything
as Mo
like
Salah's?
That? Yeah,
Mo Salah's legs are huge for the size.
And like
he's huge.
Come here. There's the thing. Right, just a complete aside. I was just. Is it
Botox
honesty,
in the legs?
Put all your bias aside.
Yeah.
Is it possible for Mo Salah to have as good a season this season as he had last season?
Yeah.
Yes or no? I'm just wondering.
No.
I honestly don't think it is either, and it's not because of
that's
the
not to say he won't be good.
It's not to say
it
he won't
be the same impact, even if he scores the same amount of goals.
Do you think he'll score as many goals?
No, he probably won't.
Well, when he's not scoring the goals, Mane's numbers will go up.
Yeah.
So I think.
No, I'm asking about Salah though.
Yeah, but I think, but he's gonna he's gonna get special treatment next year.
Is he gonna be Cristiano Messi level? Is he gonna score 40 goals this season as well?
We'll see.
What do you think, Phil?
If Salah can score 40 goals this season, right? 20 goals in all competitions this season, he's world class. If he scores another 40 plus goals,
forget about it.
He's gone.
Yeah, well,
he's gone in January. Is this the money we're using?
Yeah, that's what money we're using.
If Salah scores 40 plus goals, he's going to surpass both Messi and Ronaldo this season as the greatest player in the world. He might win the Golden Ball this year because Egypt didn't do well in the World Cup, right?
Yeah.
But he's the type of player that if he hits another 40 goals with no World Cup next year, he's nailed on to be the Ballon d'Or.
If he's up at 22 goals in December time, right? Real won't have replaced Ronaldo's goals. He'd be gone by the end of January.
Well, the Neymar thing is interesting, isn't it? Because like nobody wants to touch him now because he's brutal.
Come here, yeah, but did the you see him get into the World Cup team? The team
that was
competition?
That was a joke.
The fuck is he shite?
That was stupid.
Is he injured though? Is that what's wrong with him?
Who
well,
cares?
That's what you were saying.
Who cares?
We cannot stand
the worst match. But you know what's interesting about the whole Neymar thing is that Real Madrid are actually shit their pants at PSG. Because what happened last year was, I don't like, Barcelona were tapping up Verratti from PSG all summer, trying to get him.
Yeah.
And there was Verratti handed in a transfer request, and apparently PSG were like, what's the story? You're on mad money here. He's like, Barcelona want me. So PSG were like, is that right?
This is where I'm right. From the interview. No, but sorry, you're not allowed to money here.
Is that right?
So
they were just like...
Did you smack out for that? You used to run the chipper.
I used to lingo.
Went to school and
so PSG got on the blower. They got on the blower to Qatar and said, your man Neymar is a 300 million buyout clause. Sort that out there, boys. We'll look after the rest. And
do you want it in 20s?
Real Madrid are afraid of the life that PSG are going to do this. That's where they're coming out every week. Look, listen, we don't want your players. We have a great relationship with you.
I don't the Neymar thing. His hair was brilliant for the first
don't
match.
Get me wrong.
That the can't fella, see, that's been
his
overlooked.
Hair was brilliant.
It's don't been, get it me been wrong. Overlooked. His hair. It was fantastic.
He jumps around the ground a lot, but Neymar is a ridiculous player.
I'll say one thing.
He is a ridiculous player.
Firmino's hair. If he comes back with that great thing, right? Honest to God, it could set the league alight. Literally.
It's a fella, isn't he?
Yeah. And by the way, Dybala has the same haircut. Just putting it there.
This is a little tip as well by anyone. Don't be fooled by Firmino's 9.5 price in the fancy football. Because he normally comes back in August about 2 stone overweight. Yeah. And he'll be up and running in October.
So give him the chance to October.
Leave him.
He'll
be about 9, I'd say, in October.
He does go heavy on the sauce in the pre-season. He's deadly.
Right,
still probably our fittest player. He comes back.
Lads, thanks for the last one because predictions.
About what, Phil? What are you
going to watch? Signed by the end of the week or
Alisson,
not?
Is Paul Joyce. No, actually, I'll do it. Paul Joyce going to ruin our week?
Yeah.
Is he going to ruin it twice?
The mere fact that man is alive ruins my week, lads.
Right.
Oh, no, I think they get the job done.
Get the job done.
Yeah, this week.
Joyce is going to come in, nail it. He's going to finish it off. He's going to be a bit like Salah coming in and finishing off that team last season.
He's going to basically confirm it. He'll confirm it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
My hands haven't stopped sweating all night.
What do you reckon? Do you think it's one last question? I'll put one last question to you. Do you think it's coincidence that David Maddock decided to go to the Tour de France? The week Fekir turns up back in Lyon. I'm just putting it there.
I know all about it.
I think David Maddock is putting the legwork in on the Fekir deal. He's just going to break his holidays.
I think he's a bleeding spill for
that team. Cheers. So is Joyce going to ruin your week or not? Yeah. He's
going to
ruin it or make it?
Ruin it. Because all he's ever done is ruin it. I have his notifications on all turn on. My hands haven't stopped sweating since 12 o'clock, Phil. I haven't done a tap of work all day.
With that, listen,
Sean, don't tell his employer.
With that, I want to thank you all for watching tonight. Of course, the Tuesday Club is brought to you in association with Redsbet. If you want serious football content and on all that type of stuff, go somewhere else.
If you want to enjoy
your crack and you want to enjoy fun about football and you don't want to take things life too seriously and you want to smile on your way to work, come here. That's what we're all about.
Smile.
We love you guys. Thanks for watching. That's been Neil Gray. That's been Ray Dicko, future host. That's Shawnee Dawson.
Sweaty pause.
I'm Phil Casey. That was the
Major
Tuesday
announcement tonight about the Dicko hosting. What? Actually, man, that groundbreaking shit. We haven't really talked about that enough. We haven't spoken about it enough.
I know.
It's a big deal.
I know. But you've just ruined my outro.
Sorry, Phil.
Go and fuck yourself. Thank you very much for watching, and we will talk to you again next week. There'll actually be a Warden Street pod at some stage this week to announce a done deal. Do you like that? That's a little in there for the lads. And again, thanks for watching, and of course this is brought to you in association with Redsbet. Keep on watching, keep on reading, keep on looking, and we're going to be keep on tweeting. This is the year it finally comes home. Football is coming home.
Yeah.
God bless.